County's local sports leader. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, long time no see, everybody. It's Nate Lull and GMU boys coach Greg Bonskowski back once again. We're here for the Butler Auto tip-off show. Right now it's the girls' Tri-Valley League Basketball Championship. It's Worcester and Franklin. And again, it's the Butler Auto tip-off show. Butler has the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. This is going to be a great game, but what we just witnessed was absolute history. We've had so many people coming up and talking to us, Coach, about how they were listening on their way here in the parking lot. I mean, we got a lot of feedback on that three overtime classic, Morris winning 88-87.
Yeah, it's just nice to hear that people were able to, you know, they weren't able to get in the gym because we limited the tickets due to the circumstances, but for them to be able to not only watch the game on the live stream that Lawrence is providing, but to listen to you call a game is always a pleasure. So once again, thanks for all you do for local high school sports, not just basketball. So it was a lot of fun. It was a great game. This one will be tough to match that one.
Well, I was walking out in the hallway, and a lot of people said how well we worked together. So it wasn't just me. My boss, Craig, you know, Craig Stevens texted me, and he said, that was awesome. You guys were awesome. I love coaches' breakdowns, and that's high praise coming from him. So, boy, that was fun. And this is set to be a good one as well. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but these two teams have really developed a nice rivalry over the last couple of years. They met early in the season in the Walton Tournament. It was the first game of the year, and Franklin did pull away for a win that night. But then in the regular season, Worcester won 38-37, a low-scoring game. They found a way to throw some special defenses at Kayla Campbell and hold her to 9 points. Will that happen tonight? Probably not. Kayla's such a dynamic scorer, but I'm interested to see how these two teams attack each other.
Yeah, it will be an interesting game. You know, there are some, I guess we'd call them familiar faces on both sides. You know, you have not only Kayla for Franklin, Kayla Campbell, but you also have her sister, Marissa, who's a very good shooter and capable scorer as well. And then on the Worcester side, you know, you have some balanced scoring, but you also have Haley Schaller, who can really shoot it from the perimeter. You have Izzy O'Dell on the inside. So I don't want a repeat of the last game in terms of the triple overtime, but it's going to be a similar theme for me that I think it could be the, you know, what supporting cast member steps up and makes some big plays, because the key players in the game are going to get their points. They're going to be difficult to stop, so it'll be an interesting game.
Coach, I'm glad you're here, because, you know, sometimes these special defenses can be hard to recognize, and I know that Worcester has thrown a little bit of everything at Franklin this year. They've tried triangle and two, back into a box and one, and all sorts of different things, so I'll be glad to have your take on that here and to see how Worcester tries to slow down Kayla and Marissa. Kayla is just really filling it up recently. She had a great semifinal victory game against Cherry Valley Springfield. And, you know, Worcester's been clicking on all cylinders all year. They've played really nice. They're the one seed, and they've done a fantastic job. So Greg's going to step away here for a minute. We'll keep talking here on the Butler Auto tip-off show. Franklin and Worcester, this is set to be a fantastic game here this afternoon. I think these new fans are going to bring new energy into the building, and we'll be super excited. So we're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Girls Tri-Valley Championship coming up on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. They are doing a special presentation right now that we're going to talk more about at halftime here. They're doing the Tri-Valley Hall of Fame inductions this year, and we're going to wait and talk more about that at halftime. But two people that are getting in this year, Franklin coach Mike Dutcher. We'll talk about him more at the halftime break, and my broadcast partner, Greg Bonskowski, who's the longtime GMU boys coach as well. So we'll talk more about that during the halftime break. Worcester and Franklin girls set up here for the Tri-Valley Championship. Will it be a three-overtime thriller? Probably not, but I do expect this to be a fantastic, thrilling game here this evening. Again, we're live from Lawrence Central School. That's where the Tri-Valley Championship is being held this year. And the boys game was 88-87, Morris defeating Richfield Springs in triple overtime. Absolutely fantastic game. All right, we're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. When we come back, it'll be Franklin and Worcester Girls Tri-Valley Championship on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Girls Tri-Valley Championship here tonight in Lawrence. It'll be the Worcester girls and Franklin. Let's get the starting lineups first for Worcester and head coach Chris Kaltenbach. They start with junior number 4, Sophia Adams. Senior number 10, Araya Haley. Junior number 12, Izzy O'Dell. Sophomore number 14, Haley Shaler. And junior number 21, Anna Surdy. On the other side for Franklin and head coach Mike Dutcher. And they have won the last two Tri-Valley Championship games. That's something to note. Of course, we didn't have the championship last year. But so Franklin really kind of going for the three-peat here, technically. They start with senior number 2, Marissa Campbell. Senior number 10, Lucia Temple. Senior number 22, Kayla Campbell. Senior number 24, Zoe Warren. And senior number 32, Meredith Shivers. We're going to take one last quick break. When we come back, we'll have tip-off between Franklin and Worcester in the Tri-Valley Championship here on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members, can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to shindello.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowe and Greg Bonskowski with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. We won't make you talk about your award until halftime, Coach, but really nice, and we'll talk more about you and Coach Dutcher at the half. I think that'll
all
be
right.
Fun.
Thank you very much.
So, Franklin and Worcester, you know, they come in, this game starting a little late, but the energy is here, the fans are here, we're all set for it. If you're Worcester here, what's your main concern with stopping the Campbells early?
I think you got to get off to a good start. Not only on the defensive end by making them work for every basket, but I think it's important that you get off to a good start offensively. It would be nice to see some points on the board if I'm Worcester early. And, you know, if you're Franklin, you want to try to stop their early offense and get your players going. So,
is it hard when you're playing a team that has so much balance like Worcester and you really don't know where the scoring might come from?
That is difficult because you don't really know who to key on defense. You know, it's a little easier to play a team if they have, you know, one dedicated, oh, that's the scorer, or two. But if a team has, I'd like to say, over two people that can score, it makes it very difficult to guard them defensively. So it'll be interesting to see what both teams come out with their defensive philosophy in the game.
Worcester is in the white uniforms here tonight. They have the green trim, and it says Worcester in green lettering across the front of the uniform. Franklin is in the purple uniforms with the white and the gold trim, says Purple Devils in white lettering across the front of the uniform. A big thank you to our special sponsors here that have allowed us to bring you both these games today. Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Conan Fraser Builders, Butler Auto Sales, the Morris Booster Club, the Franklin Railroad Museum, SFCU, Stacey Frazier with Keller Williams Realty, Matthew Campbell Insurance, and JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. Again, our special sponsors, along with our normal sponsors that you'll hear throughout today's broadcast. It's getting loud in here again, and I feel like we just hit rewind and we're ready to do it all over again. The boys' game was great, and the girls' game about to tip off here between the Wolverines and the Purple Devils. Meredith Shivers jumping it up for Franklin against Anna Sturdy of Worcester, and we're underway. And a steal right off the initial tip goes to Kayla Campbell, takes it inside, and Shaler with the early foul here for Worcester. Not what you want to see 5 seconds in if you're a Wolverines fan.
No, and there was some confusion there on the tip. Worcester got it. It looked like they were trying to throw it in the backcourt, which would have been an over and back, so good start for Franklin.
So Kayla Campbell will settle in at the line here to shoot two just 5 seconds into the game. Her first shot is a little short, but the second one coming.
That could have been a result of sitting on the bus for a three overtime game.
Yes.
Before.
It was funny to hear everybody's stories about what they did to kill some time because they couldn't come in the building. So Kayla's second shot is good. So there's a start for Kayla Campbell, and Franklin leads 1-0. They're going to come with some full court pressure. Looks like a little 2-2-1. Worcester's able to break it at midcourt. They go to Haley, far side for Shaler for three. A little too strong. Rebound, Kayla Campbell. She's looking to run. Lost control of it, but tracked it down. Kayla passes down low, and now back out to Zoe Warren. To the far side for Marissa Campbell. Back to Zoe Warren for a long two, and she hits it.
No hesitation there. Nice shot. Good skip pass by Marissa.
and a 3-0 lead here for Franklin over Worcester. We're 30 seconds in. Worcester breaks the press, and a foul here on Franklin as Sophia Adams goes up for the initial shot. Let's see who this is on. Looks like it will be on Lucia Temple.
It looked like she wanted to throw it ahead to the other player that was up. I don't know which Worcester player it was, but she kind of fumbled the ball a little. Good play to gather herself and get her composure.
So here is Adams at the line, and her first shot is good for Sophia Adams. Worcester coming in after a semifinal victory over Skenevis, and Franklin coming in off a victory over Cherry Valley Springfield in the Tri-Valley semis. And the second shot is good for Sophia Adams. And it is Franklin 3 and Worcester 2. Purple Devils with the basketball across midcourt. Here is Kayla Campbell to Shivers at the top of the key. Franklin goes left to right. They go to Kayla at the high post. Back out Marissa. 3-ball. Left side. Just a little long. And a rebound for Franklin. Kept alive by Zoe Warren. Back out to Shivers and to the left side for Kayla Campbell. Closely guarded here by Araya Haley. Franklin for three. Marissa from the right side, and she hits it. And Franklin leads 6-2 with 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Worcester breaks the pressure again. They go to Izzy Odell. Back to the far side for Sturdy. Sturdy on the right side as Worcester goes right to left. Wolverines looking for their first Tri-Valley League title since 1983. And a jump ball is going to give this one back to Franklin.
All right, so if you look at Worcester's defensive alignment, they're playing what people would call a tandem two defense. So the two top players in the 2-3 zone are in a tandem. The one on the top will go with Kayla after she passes it off.
Kayla gets a screen here from Zoe Warren. Finds Marissa straight away for three. Oh, halfway down, it rattled out. And a rebound for Izzy Odell. That one looked like it was going in. And now a steal by Kayla, but I think it's going to be a kick here, Coach, underneath.
Yeah, kick. Worcester ball. After Kayla passes it, it looked like they were either in a diamond in one or a box in one, depending upon Franklin's alignment. So interesting defensive setup here.
The officials are going to come together here now as Coach K for Worcester.
I think he's asking for a shot clock reset.
6:23 to go. That's what it sounds like. All right, so 6:23 to go in the first. They've worked that out. And Worcester trails 6-2. They're going to beat the pressure here across midcourt for Sophia Adams. Tries to feed one down low for Izzy Odell. She's blocked by Marissa Campbell. Body's flying. Worcester keeps it in, but Shivers comes up with the ball. And a pass ahead now for Kayla Campbell. Early in the first quarter, Kayla misses the left-handed layup. Gets her own rebound, but we're going to have a foul underneath.
She's going to be called for an over-the-back there.
So with 6:05 to go in the first, they get Kayla hustling back on an over-the-back fall. So that's a tough break for Franklin. Kayla picking up her first. The other night in the semifinal, Marissa played with four fouls for what seemed like an eternity. So they're not afraid to roll the dice out there. We're 2 minutes in, and it's Franklin 6 and Worcester 2 in the Girls Tri-Valley League championship game here from Lawrence tonight. Worcester with the basketball. And they go to Adams on the right side. 15 on the shot clock. Araya Haley back to Haley Shaler. Now to Anna Sturdy on the left side. Back to Shaler, right side. Comes off a screen. Tries to dish to the interior for Izzy Odell. Back for Sturdy. And the shot was partially blocked. And Campbell comes away with it. Marissa ahead for Kayla on the right side. Wants a three, fires, and it's too strong. Rebound underneath for Worcester. Shaler ahead now for Izzy Odell. Off the foot there of Kayla Campbell, out of bounds back to Worcester.
We're back to that little bit of sloppy play here to start the game. Kids are excited. Hopefully they settle in.
Worcester will get it in, and they'll go to Sophia Adams across the Lawrence L to Araya Haley into the corner for Sturdy. She dials up a three and hits it. And a 30.
Nice job.
Makes it 6-5. Franklin on top by a point with 5:10 to go in the first quarter. Marissa Campbell, right side, finds Kayla at the high post. Moves one over to Lucia Temple. Her shot is off the mark. Haley Shaler with the rebound. She wanted to go long, but lost control of it. Comes back ahead, finds Sturdy behind the defense. Blocked out of bounds by Marissa Campbell, but
a foul.
So the foul there on Marissa Campbell, and she's signaling to her teammates, we've got to get back on D. 4:57 to go in the first, 6-5 the score. Coach, I'm glad you hear that defense is mighty confusing down there. And so settling in at the line will be Anna Sturdy, who just hit that big three on the last possession. And she gets it to go. She's got four. She's had nice numbers, very consistent all season for the Wolverines. We're tied at six apiece here, 4:57 to go. First quarter in a deadly silent gym there, and 30 goes two out of two. So she's got five. Boy, it got quiet for a minute. Worcester takes the lead 7-6 over Franklin. Purple Devils go to Marissa on the far side. Now to Lucia Temple. Back to Marissa Campbell. Zoe Warren, top of the key. It's wiped out of there, but it goes to Kayla. Kayla on a double team. Has to kick it back to Marissa. Straight away three. This one too strong off the left side of the rim. Rebound for Worcester. Haley Shaler ahead now. Looking for Sophia Adams. Lost control of it, but gets it back. She's double teamed. Gets it to Haley. 30 to the inside for Izzy O'Dell. Back to Shaler. Pump fake. Steps in. Shot from the foul line is good. And Shaler gets the first great bucket of the game.
Great ball movement by Worcester on the offensive set there.
First bucket of the game there for Haley Shaler. It's 9-6. Worcester on top of Franklin. Down low to Shivers. Her jumper is good. Shivers on the baseline. Makes it 9-8 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Back the other way here for Worcester. And we're going to have a foul on Meredith Shivers as Sophia Adams went in for the layup on the left side.
Worcester is doing a nice job breaking the Franklin press and getting some scoring opportunities. It'll be interesting to see if Franklin stays with the pressure.
Team foul situation. Franklin with four, Worcester with one. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Shaler's got to get it in and does. And finds Sophia Adams. Far side, Araya Haley. Doesn't pull the trigger on the three. Goes back to Shaler. Left side for three. It's just a little short. Rebound for Araya Haley. Haley pulls it back out. They got a fresh shot clock to work with. Back to Sophia Adams at the top of the key. Finding Araya Haley. Left side, three ball. Got it. Araya Haley hits the three. Makes it 12-8 with 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Franklin back down the floor with Marissa Campbell. They've been getting good looks, just haven't been able to hit on the last couple of possessions. Shivers at the top of the key. Shivers back to Marissa Campbell. Drives in. Shot there is just a little strong. Rebound underneath for Worcester. 30 was right there in good position. Worcester in the backcourt. And they'll feed one ahead now for Izzy O'Dell on the left baseline as the Wolverines go right to left. Pumping one back out for Sophia Adams. Adams to the top of the key. Far side for Haley. Now looking for Sturdy. 10 on the shot clock. Worcester to the inside. They'll kick it back out. Sturdy wants another three and hits it. Sturdy with 8 points. Franklin's going to take a timeout. It's Worcester 15, Franklin 8. A hot start for the Wolverines with 2:53 to go in the opening quarter on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 2:53 to go in the first quarter. 15-8 the score. Dylan Wade from Davenport hits 1,000 points today in a win over Gilboa. I just got a photo there from Cheryl Butler.
Congratulations.
We'll talk more about that later. I was hoping to be there, but they rescheduled that game for today, and I said, well, I got a triple overtime thriller I got to go to, so... Marissa Campbell feeds inside for Kayla. Back out for Zoe Warren. And a shot there is a little too strong. Sturdy with a rebound. Anna Sturdy is having a great first quarter here for Worcester. She has 8 points. She's been tough on the glass. 2:25 to go in the first. Here is Haley Shaler to the right side. Feeds one ahead for Sturdy. Passes inside for Izzy O'Dell. A double team. Good defense. They'll pass it back out. And Haley Shaler for three. They can't miss right now.
Now, and they're moving the ball around great on offense. They're composed, finding the open player.
18-8, Worcester on top of Franklin, and a surprising start. They go to the interior. There's Kayla with that turnaround game, and there it is.
Interesting. They did during the timeout. That's what I said we would do. That's exactly what they did. They put her inside.
And now a pass thrown away by Worcester, but last touched by Franklin, they say. Coach Dutcher saying, no, that should be Purple Devil's ball. He's arguing this case, but they're going to say that it last clicked off of a Purple Devils player. 1:50 to go in this first quarter. 18-10, Worcester on top of Franklin. High scoring, too.
Yeah, down at the other end, Kayla has a height advantage over the defender that's chasing her around, so I suggested they might want to put her in the low block.
Pass to the inside. Surdy misses, but gets her own rebound and scores. And Surdy has 10. And 20 to 10. These teams only scored in the high 30s last time they played. Kayla Campbell to the left side. Finds Zoe Warren, right side. Back to Marissa Campbell for a three. It's off the side of the rim. Surdy, another rebound, but she lost it. Zoe Warren picks it up and puts it in.
All right, similar to the first game where we said Morris had to chip away a little at a time, Franklin's going to have to do the same thing here.
Mariah Haley to the left side. Minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Worcester girls leading Franklin 20-12. Tri-Valley Championship live in Lawrence here tonight. Here's Odell back to Haley Shaler. Left side corner on the baseline. Dumps one inside for Odell. A good step through move and she scores. Izzy Odell with the basket. Makes it 22-12. Worcester on top of Franklin with 55 seconds to go first quarter. Kayla Campbell back to Warren to Shivers on the right side. Shivers to Marissa up near midcourt. Settling in. Goes to Kayla. 15 on the shot clock. Finds Shivers high post and she hits it. Shivers with a nice shot. And it's 22-14. Boy, both teams quicken on offense here. 30 seconds to go first quarter. Here is Haley Shaler across midcourt. Goes to Sturdy in the left corner in front of the Franklin bench. Down to 25 seconds to go first quarter. About a 5 second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Sturdy steps in for three. This one was off to the left. And a rebound for Kayla Campbell. 15 seconds left. Lots of time to work with. Kayla goes to Marissa on the left side as Franklin goes left to right. 10 seconds to go first quarter. Marissa steps in for three and hits it. Marissa Campbell with 6 points. It's 22-17, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. A high-scoring first frame. Worcester girls leading Franklin 22-17. We'll be back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter. Worcester with the basketball leading 22-17. They go to the interior for Shaler. Out for Odell. Her jumper is long. And a rebound for Marissa Campbell, but she stepped on the line. It'll stay with the Wolverines, and they're going to get a fresh shot clock.
Now, if I'm Franklin, I'm pleased with where the score is right now. It could have been a lot worse. I mean, Worcester shot the lights out, and you're only down 5 points to start the second quarter. So,
much like you said in the boys' game, closing out quarters, I thought Franklin, you know, Marissa hit that big three. That was huge. So Franklin kind of limited the damage there late in the first.
They got it under control. And now, I mean, it's a two-possession game.
Both coaches getting a little explanation here at the table. They didn't reset the shot clock.
Yeah, because it was an air ball. Marissa grabbed the ball but was out of bounds, so there's only eight on the shot.
They had reset it, and now it's tapped out of bounds by Marissa. I thought they were going to get that one. And a good catch by the officials. Now we got a shoe tie out there for Zoe Warren. 7:35 to go, second quarter. Worcester girls leading 22-17 in the Tri-Valley Championship game here in Lawrence. Another packed house between these two teams. Here is Haley Shaler for three. Got it. Shaler with another one, and she's got eight. She's feeling it right now. It's 25-17. Kayla Campbell comes off a screen, goes to Shivers in the left corner, feeds one down low for Temple. Back out Zoe Warren. Her jumper rolls off, and Shaler with a rebound.
Great box out there by Izzy Odell.
Back up the floor for Sophia Adams for the Wolverines. Yeah, Worcester's done a good job rebounding the basketball, despite being a little smaller, I would say. Sturdy into the left corner here. Franklin trying to trap. Worcester gets it out. They go back to Adams with 10 on the shot clock. Far side for Araya Haley. Down to 5 on the shot clock. Back up top here for Shaler. She's going to have to hurry. Shaler steps back. NBA range 3. Tried to bank. No good. Campbell with a rebound. Marissa with the outlet pass here to Kayla. And a long pass ahead here for Lucia Temple. No. Off the mark. Rebound for Shaler underneath.
Another good box out by Worcester.
Good look there from Kayla, too, but they just couldn't finish. 6.5 to go in the second. Worcester leading 25-17 in the championship game here of the Tri-Valley. And here is Sophia Adams. Far side for Shaler on the right side. Back up to the top of the key. They'll swirl one around the world here into the left corner for Worcester. Sturdy to the interior. Tried to dish one off for Adams. Tied up, and Kayla comes away with it. Kayla Campbell back down the floor trying to muscle it ahead in transition. We're going to have a foul on Izzy Odell. With 6:05 to go in the second quarter, Worcester leading 25-17. And so Kayla will step back to the line here. Kayla with 3 points so far. Shivers to the bench.
The Worcester crowd and coaching staff wanted to charge there, but I thought she slid by her just enough, and there was a little movement at the end there to call the block.
Jaritza Myers into the ball game, as well as Shannon Kingsbury. As Kayla's first shot will not go. If you follow Tri-Valley soccer, you know the name Shannon Kingsbury. Just a seventh grader. Played on JV for basketball this year. And has now come up. She played last week against Sus Valley and is now here in the Tri-Valley Championship game. Second shot for Kayla is good. So Kayla now with 4 points, and it's 25-18. A shot here is partially blocked by Marissa Campbell. Franklin will get it back. They're starting to chip away here, Coach. Here's Kayla on the left side, back to Marissa. Thought about a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Now to Shannon Kingsbury, back to Marissa. Left side three, rattles it in. Marissa's got 9 points on three threes. And it's a 25-21 game with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Worcester with the basketball. 25-21 to score. They go to Sturdy on the left side in the corner. Worcester trying to protect this lead. Both teams shooting very well here in the first half. They go to Odell. 10 on the shot clock now. 30 to the far side. Wants that three. Fires it. And it's just a little long. Marissa got out there and swatted at it just in time. I think altered the shot a little. Kayla to the right side. As Franklin comes in on offense. Pass to the high post for Kayla. Back out to Marissa for three. Too strong. And a rebound for Izzy Odell.
I think that might have been the longest possession we've seen today down here, last possession for Worcester.
Araya Haley into the corner now. Sturdy wants a three, and it's an air ball. She wants that one back. Rebound for Marissa, and an outlet pass to Kayla. Two-man game as they go back to Marissa. Boy, she fires up another three, and this one's in and out. The rebound is tracked down by Kayla here. And they'll go down low for Shannon Kingsbury. She's blocked by Izzy Odell. And Worcester back up the floor, and then Kingsbury with a foul, chasing her back up.
Early in the quarter, Franklin got some positive plays on the offensive end when they put Kayla in the post. They've kind of gone away from that.
And a timeout's going to be taken here by the Worcester Wolverines. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. It is Franklin trailing Worcester 25-21 on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A four-point game with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Worcester girls leading Franklin 25-21 here in the Tri-Valley Championship game, live from Lawrence Central School. I'm Nate Lowe alongside GMU boys coach Greg Bonskowski. Glad to have you along. Pass to the interior for Worcester is knocked away, and the defense is really turned up here for Franklin. Kayla ahead now looking for Lucia Temple. Shot no good. Izzy O'Dell with a rebound. And an outlet pass to Sophia Adams. Across midcourt as the Wolverines go right to left. They go to Surdy in the left corner. Finds Izzy O'Dell down low, and she's fouled by Myers of Franklin. And Shivers will be coming back in here in a minute. Team foul situation. They reset every quarter in the girls' game. Two for Franklin and one for Worcester. Lucia Temple's going to go to the bench.
O'Dell made a nice cut there, and there was a good bounce pass thrown into the post. She went hard to the rim.
Izzy taking her time here at the line, and her first shot is up and good. I've seen Worcester several times this year, and sometimes they have struggled on offense, but tonight looking very good so far, smooth, hitting those shots from the outside.
Well, they're kind of playing with four guards on the perimeter and just letting Odell roam around in the post. And they've been moving the ball to the open shooter or the open player, and they've been knocking down shots. So
Odell goes 2 for 2, and Worcester leads 27-21 with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Marissa straight away for three. It's off to the right. Rebound for Shaler. Another good box out. And an outlet pass here to Surdy. Surdy ahead now for Izzy O'Dell. And O'Dell is going to pass one back out into the corner here for Ariah Haley. Haley on the right side will pull it out. And goes to Sophia Adams. Back to Ariah Haley for three. Left it short. And it's going to roll out of bounds and go back to Franklin. With 3:30 to go in the second quarter.
Even though Franklin's down six, I wouldn't be overly concerned as, you know, Worcester shot the lights out, like you said, in the first quarter.
Yeah, Franklin's just been very consistent, chipping away, and you know they could explode at any time. Myers on the right wing, dribbles it out, goes back to the far side for Marissa Campbell, and she is fouled by Haley Shaler on the dribble drive in. 3:12 to go in the second quarter. Worcester leading 27-21. We're glad to have you along. Also on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Purple Devils will look to get it in. They go to Kayla at the top of the key. Now to Shannon Kingsbury on the right side. She passes one back to Kayla. The shot was partially altered there. I think tipped as it left her hand. And Shaler with another rebound. Shaler ahead now for Izzy O'Dell. Into the red paint. Passes one far side for Sophia Adams. Backs it out. We come up on 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Adams, a good pass down low to Izzy O'Dell, and she finishes. O'Dell now with 6 points, and Worcester leads 29-21. 2:40 to go in the second quarter. Here is Kayla Campbell across the big Lawrence L on the left side. We're going to have a foul on Shannon Kingsbury, I believe, at the top of the key for an illegal screen. Am I correct there, Coach?
Yeah, that was the call. I don't think she did anything on purpose. But Worcester's defender there, Araya, she ran through the screen hard, and their feet got tangled, and she fell, so they called an illegal screen.
Unlucky break there for Franklin with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. It's a good one so far in the Girls Tri-Valley Championship. 30 for three on the right side. She's kind of gone cold as she misses that one.
Franklin needs a hoop here.
Kayla in transition on the left side will pass back to Marissa. Straightaway three for Marissa Campbell is good. 12 points on four threes for Marissa Campbell, and she's keeping the Purple Devils in it. 29-24 the score. Worcester across half court. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Worcester trying to protect this lead, but Franklin continues to claw away at it. Wolverines with the basketball coming off a screen. They go to O'Dell in the corner. O'Dell back to Ariah Haley at the top of the key. Goes for Surdy there. Now leaves it off for Sophia Adams. 8 on the shot clock. They go to Haley. Steps back for 3. Not enough mustard on it. Came off the side of the rim and a rebound for Meredith Shivers. And ahead for Kayla Campbell with 1:40 to go second quarter. Kayla into the paint. Good dish off there for Jaritza Myers. And she's blocked out of bounds by Izzy O'Dell. And the Wolverine faithful are on their feet for that block. Franklin gets it in. They go to Kayla, and she's at the foul line. Her shot rolls off the back of the rim. And a rebound by Surdy underneath. 90 seconds to go, second quarter. Haley Shaler across midcourt to the left side as Worcester goes right to left. Shaler pulls up from deep straight away. Left it short. It skimmed the front of the rim. Marissa with a rebound. Outlet pass to Kayla Campbell. In transition. Stops and pops at the foul line and is fouled. Missed the shot, but will go to the line for two. Boy, the Campbell sisters are so good in transition, you know? They just find ways to make it look pretty smooth.
And they just know how to attack the rim, know how to get to the free throw line. Difficult players to guard.
Kayla Campbell to the line here. Steps in. Her first shot at the line is short. Kayla will be heading to Division II Damon College out in Buffalo next year, and her sister Marissa will be going to Mount St. Mary, a D3 school in Newburgh, New York. So both will be continuing their college basketball careers. Kayla's shot at the line is good. So Kayla has five, and Worcester leads 29-25 with 1:10 to go, second quarter. Across the midcourt timeline is Sophia Adams, right side, and she tried to go to Anna Surdy. Little miscommunication, out of bounds, back to Franklin.
Let's see who closes the second quarter here. 1 minute to go.
That's been the theme of the day, huh, Coach?
Yes.
Purple Devils with the basketball, going left to right. Shivers at the foul line, down low for Myers. Underneath the basket, feeds it over to Kayla, left side, back to the foul line for Shivers. Her jumper is too strong. Araya Haley goes into the land of the trees, and the small guard comes out of there with the basketball. Shaler ahead now to the left side for Izzy Odell. Skips the defense for Haley, now back to the top of the key. Now back right side for Shaler, or excuse me, for Araya Haley. 15 on the shot clock, 35 on the game clock. Worcester still passing it around. They go to Shaler, right side for three. It's too long. Hit off the glass and into the hands of Shivers. Franklin trailing by four with 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Kayla stops and pops in the paint and hits it. Kayla's got seven, and it's a two-point game, 29-27, 15 seconds to go, second quarter. One shot here is what Coach K is calling out for the Wolverines. Shot clock is off. Haley wants a deep three and missed it. The crowd fooled her there into shooting it. And here's Kayla Campbell is fouled on the floor right in front of the scorer's table here. Was it in the act of shooting, or is it going to be on the floor here? We'll be on the floor.
And only their fourth team foul of the quarter, so no shot.
Less than a second left. I don't even know if Franklin's going to have time to touch and shoot here.
I believe with the time left, you can catch it and shoot it.
Okay. Got to have that quick release.
Yeah. I think it's legal to catch it and shoot it.
Right. Well, this will be interesting because you have, if you could get Kayla free off a screen, she can shoot well. Zoe Warren can hit from the outside.
Timeout.
I've seen Shivers hit some threes as well. Timeout's going to be taken here by Franklin. We'll keep it right here, Coach, since there's less than a second left.
An exciting first half. I wouldn't be surprised here to see some sort of play where they have a back pick up near like the foul line or top of the key area and try to lob the ball in from the side to the basket so it's just a catch and shoot. Out above the three-point line with 0.3 seconds to where the ball is and how you'd have to catch it, especially at the top, I don't think there's time to catch it, turn, and shoot it. So I think the only options would be to lob it to the rim or throw it to the corner. You might have a chance in the corner if somebody was already set up.
Well, let's see what the Tri-Valley Hall of Famer, Mike Dutcher, draws up here. Mariner Shivers will be doing the inbounding duties. Kayla's going to try to come off of a screen. They go to Marissa, straight away, three, no. Good look at it, though.
Not a bad play. Good shot.
Almost kind of used Kayla as a decoy.
Yeah.
So our halftime score, Worcester 29, Franklin 27. Shaping up to be another one, Coach.
Yeah.
If you didn't listen earlier, the boys' game finished 88-87, Morris winning by a point over Richfield Springs in three overtimes. So it has been a marathon of a day here for the Tri-Valley Championships. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Worcester takes a 29-27 edge into the break. Anna Surdy with 10 points, and Haley Shaler nets 8 points for the Wolverines. Marissa Campbell hits 4 threes for 12 points for the FCS Purple Devils. The rest of the scoring summary here. Franklin, again, Marissa with 12. Kayla Campbell with 7. Zoe Warren with 4. Meredith Shivers with 4. On the other side, as we said, Surdy with 10. Shaler with 8. Izzy Odell with 6. Araya Haley with 3. Sophia Adams with 2. It's time for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, Mirabito's been serving the local community since 1927. At Mirabito, our people make energy different. Coach, this is shaping up to be another barn burner here. This would be fun.
Yeah, really good game. Worcester cooled off a little bit. If they kept the pace that they had in the first quarter, they would have matched the point total of the winning team for the boys' game, but they played three overtimes. So
yeah.
They did cool off a little bit in the second quarter.
And kudos to Franklin. I mean, they were down 18-8 at one point, and I thought, boy, you know, this is getting into double figures. That's a scary territory. But they fought hard and chipped all the way back. They're down two at the break here. That was well done by them.
Yes, good effort on their part to not lose their composure and stay attached, coaches like to say, to the game.
So the Tri-Valley Athletic Association, the Hall of Fame class of 2022, two inductees this year. The first is Mike Dutcher, who's Franklin's head coach. He's coaching here today. He's coached a variety of sports at Franklin since 1991. He's coached girls modified soccer, boys and JV, boys JV and varsity basketball, girls varsity basketball. And his girls varsity basketball teams have won several Tri-Valley League championships. When you think about this group, the group of Jordan Beers, I mean, they've done very well. He's also guided the Franklin girls varsity basketball team to back-to-back Section 4 championships with Jordan and Marissa Cawley and some of that crew. So Coach Dutcher's been doing it for a long time in the league.
He does a good job. He always has his kids organized, and they know what they're trying to do out there. So congratulations to Coach Dutcher.
The other is my broadcast partner here today, Greg Bonskowski, longtime GMU coach and athletic director. I like that you put Skenevis on here, too. You had many good years at Skenevis.
Yeah, that's where I got my start. First sport I coached there was JV girls basketball. Then I moved on and did the varsity girls basketball and did some modified soccer. And I helped out with the baseball team. And then one year I was the varsity baseball coach.
And then while at Skenevis, you won that Tri-Valley championship.
Against GMU.
Against GMU. I didn't remember that until recently.
Yep.
But it was fun. You know, I think it was it last summer or two summers ago, I put a new roof on my house. And the guys that came were highly recommended, all Skenevis guys.
Yep.
And they said, we listened to your podcast with Coach Bonskowski. That was awesome.
Yeah,
they had some good memories with you.
Good guys.
And, of course, holds a special place in my heart that your boys team at GMU won the Tri-Valley just a couple of years ago. What, 4 years ago now?
Yes, it was 4 years ago.
I mean, that was something that I think our communities were very hungry for, and it brought a lot of energy back to the community. It was awesome. It was the first time since 2000, I think, right? That,
I believe so.
Oh, no, that was the team that Bill Hartman coached would have won like 06, 07?
I think 06 is right.
So either way, it had been 10-plus years, maybe closer to 15, because they won in 2000, and then that group with Bill in 2006 or so, and then your group. And that was a special group with Hunter and Ethan and McKenzie and those guys.
Yes, it was. It was a real nice group of kids, and it was just a special moment for us to, you know, win the championship up at SUCO. Was just a nice group of boys to work with, and I was happy that they could hang a banner.
My last question on this is, I mean, you're a humble guy. Is it hard to get into a Hall of Fame like this? I mean, it's a great honor, obviously, but, you know, everybody thanking you and shaking your hand. I mean, how do you feel about it?
I think it just means that I've coached for a long time, over 20 years, and that I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of great student-athletes and work with a lot of other coaches that have taught me certain things. I also have to thank my wife and my children, because there were a lot of times where Dad wasn't home. Dad was either on the road scouting for a basketball game or coaching. So kudos to them, and it just means I've been around a long time, that's all.
Well said, Coach. You've had a great resume, and we're lucky to have you around in the area. So the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, halftime score, Worcester girls leading Franklin 29-27 in the Tri-Valley Championship. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services, as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. I believe they just said a nice word for JK, Jim Kenyon from Worcester, retiring.
Yep.
One of the guys that has been a staple of the Tri-Valley League for so many years, the athletic director, coach, and teacher over at Worcester, sitting there with his good friend Andy Carr enjoying this game here.
And prior to that, they did mention something about longtime official Neil Riddell, and he got a nice round of applause.
Yeah, Neil's down there in the corner.
Yeah.
Longtime staple. Been hoping to get him on the podcast at some point soon. He's got a ton of great stories from local sports.
He does.
Franklin with the basketball. Going right to left to start the third quarter. Lucia Temple with a shot, no good. Kayla Campbell, a rebound. It rolls off the front of the rim, out of bounds, and back to Worcester, who's now going left to right here in the second half. Good look there. It just rolled off the front for Kayla.
Yeah, two good looks. The first shot was a good look, and then it got the offensive rebound.
Worcester breaks the press, and they'll bring it down for Anna Surdy. Her jumper rolls off the back. Izzy O'Dell fighting for a rebound. Couldn't get there. Marissa Campbell was able to tap it to Zoe Warren, and now an outlet pass to Kayla Campbell. Across to Lawrence L. Stops and pops and hits it from the foul line. Kayla with nine, and we're tied up at 29 apiece. Worcester over the half-court timeline finds Izzy O'Dell, and she finishes. O'Dell makes that shot, makes it 31-29, and a good pass there from Haley Shaler. Purple Devils with the basketball. Again, they're in the purple with the gold and the white trim. Worcester is in the white with the green trim.
All right, you got a new defense here for Worcester coming out of the half. They're in triangle and two.
Pull-up shot for Kayla off the side of the rim, chased down here by Worcester. They love to change it up. In transition, a layup is up and good for Sophia Adams.
So they're chasing Kayla and Marissa, and the other three are playing zone.
33-29. This is something similar that they did in the Walton tournament. Pull-up jumper from Kayla. Rolls all the way around the rim and wouldn't go down. And an outlet pass here for Worcester. This is Sophia Adams in transition. Finds Izzy O'Dell and a foul underneath on Franklin with 6:25 to go in the third.
Franklin had battled all the way back. They tied it at 29, and then Worcester answered with 4 points.
So Haley Shaler will be doing the inbounding duties here.
Dangerous spot, the inbounder. She might be coming back into the corner for a shot.
Shaler pumps it inside here for Surdy. Has to feed one into the corner. There it is, coach, for Haley Shaler, but good defense by Zoe Warren here of Franklin. Worcester's just got to pull it out and reset. Zoe Warren gets a reach-in call here. Boy, I thought it was good D, but who am I? It was just 6:15 to go here in the third. That boys' game was as physical as I've seen in a long time. So that seemed like nothing to me, I guess. Here is Araya Haley on the left side. Goes to the corner for Izzy O'Dell. Now for Surdy. Lost out of bounds. Going to go back to Franklin. This is a great crew on this game, though.
Yes.
6:05 to go in the third. It's 33-29. Franklin with the ball. Coach, is it hard when you're getting all these different defenses thrown at you to settle in and adjust?
It is, but you just have to run offense. A lot of times against these junk defenses, you run man-to-man offense.
Here is Zoe Warren to the left side, into the corner now for Kayla Campbell. Feeds a nice backdoor pass for Meredith Shivers, and she couldn't quite finish it. You see Temple chases it down but slid out of bounds. Franklin getting looks, but there's a lid on the rim right now. And so Worcester will get it back. Franklin bringing some full court pressure. 5:40 to go in the third. Franklin has won the last two Tri-Valley championships that have been played. Worcester looking for their first one since 1983. Of course, there was not a championship game last year. And now a pass from Sophia Adams was too tall for Izzy O'Dell in the far side corner. And Franklin will get it back. Both teams trying to settle in here still. Kayla Campbell at midcourt. Bounce pass to Zoe Warren. Warren on the left side as Franklin goes right to left. They feed one back door for Lucia Temple. Finding Kayla on the right side. She gets tied up with Uriah Haley. Jump ball is going to give it back to the Wolverines.
Yeah, Franklin is struggling a little bit here with this triangle and two. They just need to settle down, identify where the people are that are being guarded and who's not, and then just execute a play.
Wolverines get it across midcourt, and they go to Surdy on the left side. Now we'll find Sophia Adams straight away. Into the corner looking for Uriah Haley. We'll reverse one back up top and goes to Haley Shaler. 15 on the shot clock. They go inside for Shaler again. Blocked there by Meredith Shivers, and Franklin will take it away. Outlet pass to Kayla Campbell. Dribbles behind the back, gets to the high post. Turnaround spin move. Jumper is good. Kayla Campbell with 11, and she's into double figures. And it's back to a two-point game. Worcester 33, Franklin 31. 4.5 to go in the third. Worcester to the inside. And Anna Surdy with the right-handed layup. It's good. 35-31. Kayla back across midcourt here for the Purple Devils to the left side. Chance of defense from the Worcester fan section. Marissa Campbell on the right side. Goes back to Shivers. Steps in. Jumper. Good. Shivers with 6 points off the dish there from Kayla Campbell. A good look. It's a two-point game. 35-33.
Franklin needs a stop.
Shaler goes to the left side here for Worcester. They're up two. And, oh, she just missed that one off to the left side. Looked like it was going to be four, but it was short. Kayla with a rebound. And we'll pull it back out. Goes to Shivers at the top of the key. Now to Marissa Campbell. She wants a screen. Comes off a screen. Wants to fire up a three. It's an air ball out of bounds. Coach Dutcher said that that's either got to be a tip ball or a foul or something. 3:45 to go in the
like
third.
It looks like she got hit on her shot there, but they said it was just deflected out of bounds. Franklin ball.
So the Purple Devils will hold on to possession in a 35-33 game. Worcester on top. Kayla Campbell to the left side, into the paint. The floater won't go. Rebound, Izzy O'Dell. Falls to her knees. Franklin fans wanted to travel. They won't get it. And a long pass ahead here, and Worcester can't get the layup to go with Sophia Adams.
That was a great outlet pass by Worcester.
And they couldn't convert, and so it stays a two-point game. Kayla off the left side will go to Zoe Warren. Steps in for a long two. Foot was on the line. Shot was short. Shaler lets it go out of bounds. Back to the Wolverines. So Worcester leads 35-33 with 3:20 to go in the third. This seems like a fast-moving game, maybe because the other one was 2.5 hours.
There haven't been a lot of timeouts, though, either.
No, that's for sure.
Wolverines. Not a lot of fouls, and it's just been a well-played game by both teams.
Wolverines with the ball. Sophia Adams passes to the interior. It's tapped out of there. Franklin comes away with it. Campbell down the left side. Here is Kayla. In the paint, steps through, up and under is good. Kayla Campbell with 13, ties it up at 35 apiece. 2:45 to go in the third, and now a foul in the backcourt here. Going to be on Lucia Temple. Going to be the third team foul on Franklin, third personal on Temple. No fouls on Worcester so far here in the third period. 2:45 to go in the third, tied 35 apiece. It's been a back-and-forth game between Worcester and Franklin. Girls Tri-Valley Championship here tonight at Lawrence. Worcester with the basketball at the top of the key. Haley goes to the far side, now looking for Sophia Adams. Izzy O'Dell, left side, goes to Uriah Haley. Haley dribbles back up top with 10 on the shot clock. Pass to the interior is stolen away by Kayla Campbell. She'll walk it back up the floor in a tie ball game, 35 apiece, 2:15 to go in the third. Marissa feeds one down low, looking for Zoe Warren. Missed it. Kingsbury got the rebound, and she was fouled with 2:10 to go in the third.
Now, Franklin tried there. They took the two players that are being guarded man-to-man and played a little pick and roll with both the Campbell sisters, and then Shivers then screened for the girl that screened the ball. So it's kind of like a screen the screener play.
We're going to take a 30-second timeout. We're tied at 35 apiece, 2:09 to go in the third on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
2:10 to go in the third. We're tied at 35 apiece between Franklin and Worcester. Zoe Warren with the basketball left side. They go to Marissa Campbell, comes off a screen, feeds one to Kayla, into the paint, back out. Kingsbury with the long jumper in and out, and Odell with a rebound. Outlet pass to Haley Shaler as Worcester goes left to right. A tie ball game at 35 apiece, late in the third, and Worcester threw it away. Tried to go to Adams in the corner, and she fumbled it out of bounds. And so Franklin will walk it back down the floor with Kayla Campbell taking her time. They go to Zoe Warren on the left side. Franklin figuring out this Worcester defense as they continue to throw curveballs at them. They go to Kayla Campbell in the corner, back out Shivers for the left elbow jumper off the mark. Rebound for Anna Sturdy underneath. Outlet pass to Haley Shaler. Shaler will go back to Sophia Adams on the left wing side. Pulls it back out. Dumps one down low for Odell. Blocked by Marissa Campbell. They're going to call it a jump ball, and it's going back to Franklin. Good smooth block there by Marissa.
I wasn't sure, but I think Franklin might be playing triangle in two as well. I got to see another possession.
It's a lot to keep up with here, Coach. Kayla gets a screen, goes to the right side, pull-up jumper is no good. It hit the back of the rim, then went up and hit that cable that comes down from the ceiling, out of bounds. So we'll get another look here at this possession. Araya Haley in the backcourt. Haley up the left side of the floor, gets around a screen. Wants to take it inside, and it's blocked by Marissa Campbell. We're going to have a foul, though, with 1:02 to go in the third. Is it going to be on Marissa? Yes, it is. And Araya Haley steps to the line.
It's a good block shot, but just with the emphasis of coming down, I think, with her hand, that's what drew the attention of the official.
So Araya Haley to the line. Her shot is good. So she has 4 points, and Worcester retakes the lead, 36-35. Second shot coming here for Araya Haley. And this one rattles in and out. Kayla Campbell with a rebound. She looks off the traffic coming from behind her, so the Wolverines have the lead, 36-35. Haley going for a steal there, can't get it. Kayla's able to protect it. They go to Shivers at the high post. Now inside for Kayla, up and under and scores. Kayla Campbell with 15, another nice move. She's so tough around the basket like that, and now a turnover by Worcester. Gives it back to Franklin, and it's 37-36. Purple Devils ahead with 42 seconds left in the third. Kingsbury gets it in, finds Kayla on the left side for three. This one off the front of the rim, chasing down the rebound. Odell grabs it. Kingsbury went sprawling out of bounds head first. Ball's going to go back to Franklin, though, as it was tapped out.
Another example of great hustle out there.
Purple Devils will get it in, and they will go to Kayla Campbell with 35 seconds to go in the third. Gets a screen here from Kingsbury, doesn't use it. Passes to Shannon now, who fires up a three. It's too strong, gets her own rebound, takes it inside, and is fouled. And we'll head to the line. With 25.7 seconds to go. Interesting dynamic with her coming up from JV. Of course, they all know each other so well, playing varsity soccer together.
She's out there hustling, making plays, and she missed that first shot, but then got a rebound just on pure hustle.
Kingsbury to the line. First shot won't go. Second one coming. With 25.7 seconds left in the third. It's 37-36. Franklin ahead by a single point. Second shot for Kingsbury. Won't go down. Rebound is tipped, and somehow Kingsbury came away with it. Went into the land of the skyscrapers and came down with it. One of the smallest guards on the court. Shot clock's off. Franklin can play for the last shot here. Dishes one for Kayla. Takes it inside. It's good. He's got 17, and it's a three-point lead here with 7 seconds left in the third. Franklin ahead, 39-36. Down to two. Far side for Sturdy. They didn't see the time on the clock. And that's three quarters in the books. Franklin leads Worcester 39-36. We'll be back with the fourth quarter on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at NYCM.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online NYCM.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Started the fourth quarter here in Lawrence for the Tri-Valley Championship for the girls. And Franklin has a three-point lead over Worcester, 39-36. And now a steal by Kayla Campbell, but it's going to be a jump ball. Arrow's going to give it to the Purple Devils. If you're Worcester here, Franklin's taking the lead. How do you not panic, Coach?
Well, you just, again, you got to take it one possession at a time. I know that might sound like a cliche, but you can't get ahead of yourself. You just got to play defense, get a stop, and then execute on offense.
Purple Devils with the basketball. They go to Kingsbury. The seventh grader to the interior for Kayla Campbell. Feeds one over for Zoe Warren, and she hits it. Zoe Warren now with 6 points, and it's 41-36. 7.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. And now a steal by Kingsbury. Left side layup is good. Shannon Kingsbury gets that to go. And Worcester is trailing 43-36 early in the fourth quarter. Haley comes across midcourt and finds Sophia Adams. With the double team, gathers it back up after she lost it. We're going to have a foul, it looks like. Going to be on Meredith Shivers of Franklin with 7:07 to go in the fourth. Franklin leading 43-36. Worcester was up 18-8 at one point. Franklin clawed their way back in, and now they're building a lead of their own. Worcester trying to answer. Odell at the top of the key. Feeds one down low for Uriah Haley. Now to Odell, far side, looking for Sophia Adams. Her layup was too hard, off the glass. And a rebound here for the Purple Devils. Campbell across midcourt with 6:45 left in the fourth. Franklin trying to build this lead. Kingsbury finds Shivers, who will now go to Marissa Campbell on the left side. Now to Kayla. Kayla gets a screen from her sister Marissa to the top of the key. Stops, feeds it for Kingsbury. A long two is too strong, and a rebound for Worcester, and then a foul, I believe, on Marissa Campbell. Yes, on the rebound with 6.5 to go. 43-36 our score. Worcester trailing the Franklin Purple Devils, 43-36. Nate Lowen, GMU Athletic Director and boys coach, Greg Bonskowski with you here on CDL. We're glad to have you along. It's been quite a day. Uriah Haley across midcourt for the Wolverines. Feeds it to Sturdy. Now back up to Sophia Adams at the top of the key. Bounce pass to the interior for Odell. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Marissa Campbell.
It'll stay with the Wolverines. 6:15 to go in the fourth. Coach K wants to take a timeout here for Worcester. Franklin leads 43-36. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 6:15 to go, fourth quarter. Franklin 43, Worcester 36. It's been a great day for basketball here in the Tri-Valley, live from Lawrence Central School. We appreciate them setting us up here for today's game. A steal by Kingsbury on the inbounds, and then a foul on Worcester as Sophia Adams was chasing her back. Kingsbury's made a nice difference here in the second half.
Yeah, she gives them another athletic player out on the floor and a good defender. She'll be a positive addition to their team moving forward.
Purple Devils with the basketball in the backcourt. Game high 17 for Kayla Campbell. Steps in, finds Lucia Temple, the jumper too strong. And a rebound for Shaler on the far side. Shaler in the backcourt. Zips one ahead for Odell. And will now leave one off for Sophia Adams. Worcester's in desperate need of a basket here, Coach. It's been a long stretch without one. They go to the far side here for Anna Sturdy. Sturdy will now leave it back to Izzy Odell. Back inside for Sturdy. Her jumper is off the mark and a rebound for Kayla. And Worcester's just frustrated at the moment.
Yeah, they're having a hard time finding a good look. Credit Franklin's defense.
Kayla Campbell across midcourt. We'll work one back up to Warren. Jumper is good from the foul line for Zoe Warren. She has eight. To the far side now for Araya Haley. It's 45-36. Haley along the right side in front of the Worcester bench. Into the right side corner. Haley will work one back out here for Anna Sturdy. Sophia Adams, far side. Izzy Odell, the jumper off the back of the rim. Worcester can't buy one.
That was a good look, though.
5 minutes to go.
That was a better offensive set for Worcester.
Here is Kayla, finds Marissa straight away for a three, left it short, out of bounds, going back to Worcester. One possession at a time here, Coach, is that the philosophy?
Yeah, I mean, you can't score more than 3 points on a possession unless you get fouled on a three, so.
Ball coming out of bounds here, tapped by Marissa Campbell, and so Worcester will have it with Haley Shaler. Right in front of our broadcast position here at midcourt. Shaler will look to get it in. Tries to pass to the far side, and it's stolen away by Kayla Campbell. Leaves it off for Shannon Kingsbury, who scores. Kingsbury now with four, and Coach K has seen enough. Calls a timeout, and Franklin leads 47-36 with 4:45 to go in the fourth. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
course, don't want to forget our special sponsors here tonight, including Matthew Campbell Insurance, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, the Franklin Railroad Museum, Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Cohen & Fraser Builders, as well as Stacy Frazier from Keller Williams Realty. Here's a steal and a layup opportunity for Shannon Kingsbury. She missed it, but she's fouled and will go to the line. Kingsbury's playing pretty fired up out there right now.
Yeah.
So Kingsbury to the line with 4:35 to go in the fourth quarter, and you wonder how much motivation this group from Franklin has, including Kingsbury, as she steps in. Misses the first one. They made it to the Tri-Valley Championship in soccer and the Section 4 final in soccer, losing to Skenevis both times. So this is a group that's motivated to put another banner on the wall for Franklin. Kingsbury's second shot rattles in and out. Odell with a rebound, and Worcester still got some time. Shaler passes ahead, finds Sophia Adams. She's fouled and will head to the line.
That was a nice outlet pass and an even better catch there by Worcester's Sophia Adams.
Four and a half to go, and we'll see if this helps Worcester get back into it.
The difference here in the second half has been Franklin's defensive intensity. Those open shots that Worcester got in the first half have been few and far between here in the second half, so you have to give credit to Franklin.
Adams gets the first one to go. She's got 5 points. It's 47-37. Second shot is good for Adams. She's got six. Team foul situation. Franklin with three and Worcester with two. We'll keep an eye on that here in the fourth. Kingsbury left side. Goes back up to Warren. Now to Marissa Campbell. Finds Kingsbury. Wants a three straight away. It's too strong. And Surdy chases it down. Outlet pass to Shaler. Big possession here for Worcester. They try to ship it back. Shaler stops and pops for three. Hits the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. Rebound for Kayla Campbell. Shot out of a cannon back down the floor. Now she pumps the brakes. Wants to take some time here. Kayla to the left side. Holds on to it. Picks it up. Goes to Shannon Kingsbury. Left side. Now to Zoe Warren. 3:45 to go. They go to Kayla. Passes down low for Lucia Temple and she travels.
Even though Franklin doesn't come away with a shot attempt on that possession, showed some real maturity by them that they understand the time and the score and the situation in the game.
Wolverines get it back in, going left to right. Araya Haley on the left side. Bounce pass finds Surdy for two, in and out. Boy, Worcester just cannot buy one right now, and Franklin with a rebound. Marissa Campbell with an outlet pass to Kayla. Across midcourt, gets a screen from Kingsbury, stops. Shot was no good, but she's fouled and will head to the line. 3:25 to go. 47-38 to score, and Kayla with 17 points will step to the line looking for two more. Again, can't thank our special sponsors enough, including, of course, Matthew Campbell Insurance, the Franklin Railroad Museum, as well as Shindello Federal Credit Union, all businesses right there in Franklin. First foul shot for Kayla is no good.
That's an unusual miss there.
Mm-hmm. Second one coming for the senior. Seems like just yesterday we were watching her in her Tri-Valley Championship debut in eighth grade when they were in the championship game. Second shot rattles in and out. Broadcaster's curse right there, Greg, is on the rebound. We got a jump ball. It's going to give it back to Worcester as Odell and Marissa got tangled up there. Excuse me. Worcester will get it in with 3:20 to go in the fourth. They really need a bucket. Trailing 47-38 in the Tri-Valley Championship. Araya Haley across midcourt to the left side. Picks her dribble up in a tough spot. Tries to dump it off. It's taken away by Franklin. Kayla Campbell finding a pass ahead for Kingsbury, and she scores. Kingsbury off the pass there from Kayla Campbell. Makes it 49-38. 2:55 to go in the fourth. And a foul down low on a Franklin. With 2:56 left, foul's going to be on Kayla. Team foul situation, Franklin with four, Worcester with three, second personal on Kayla Campbell. Kingsbury to the bench and shivers back in. She gave him some nice minutes. Shaler will be doing the inbounding duties. 49-38 our score. Surdy for three, right side, hits it. Anna Surdy with 15. That was huge.
Yes. That was from the Ethan Franklin spot.
49-41. with 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Kayla Campbell. Off a screen for Zoe Warren to Meredith Shivers. Worcester trying to get a stop. Kayla trying to help put the icing on the cake, perhaps, here for Franklin. Zoe Warren, five on the shot clock. Back to Shivers. They go to the far side. A jumper is off the mark. Rebound is loose. And both teams chase it out of bounds. It's going to Worcester. With 2:18 left, do the Wolverines have some magic?
Even though Franklin didn't score again, I mean, they ran the shot clock all the way down. I think it was under five when they shot. So understanding the time and score, you're up 8 points. That's not a bad possession for Franklin.
Kingsbury coming back in, replacing Shivers, I think, just for her defense. Back down the floor. They go to Odell, and her pass was taken away by Kayla Campbell. A key steal here for the Purple Devils. Dishes off for Kingsbury, and the layup is good. Shannon Kingsbury with eight, and it's 51-41. Franklin's just had all the answers here in the second half. Here is Haley, now to Surdy. Back to Araya Haley in the corner. Three is in and out, and the rebound for Kayla Campbell. Campbell in the backcourt will look to bring it up, and a timeout is taken by Franklin. With 1:45 to go in the fourth, it's 51-41. Franklin on top of Worcester here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 51-41 our score. Franklin girls on top with 1:45 to left. With 1:45 left, excuse me, it's been a nice second half here for Franklin. They've shot well and they've played good defense. They've turned up the heat.
Yeah, they've done a nice job executing, especially against this junk defense that Worcester's been playing. Shannon Kingsbury has really come into the game, giving him a nice lift. He's got 8 points. Played really good defense, got after it a little bit, has run the floor, just changed the tempo of the game. She's been a difference maker.
Franklin will look to get it in. They go to Kayla Campbell. Franklin has won the last two Tri-Valley championships. This would be their third in a row. Kayla takes it down low, scores, and is fouled. And she's got 19. And she's going to the line. Franklin leads 53-41 with a 1:36 to go. Shivers to the bench. Kingsbury back in. And what a run over the last 10 years or so for this Franklin program. When you think back to the years with Jordan Beers, and then you think about what Kayla and Marissa and this group have done since they came up in 7th or 8th or 9th grade. Kayla's shot is good. And she's got 20. It's 54-41 with 90 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Wolverines in the backcourt with 90 seconds left. They go to Sturdy, now back to Araya Haley on the baseline. Going to be a push on Lucia Temple here.
And Coach Dutcher's using a philosophy that a lot of coaches use late in games. He's basically playing offense defense. So when Franklin is on defense, he's subbing in Shannon Kingsbury, a little quicker lineup. And then when they're on offense, he usually sends back in
Meredith Shivers, right?
Meredith Shivers, yeah.
Lucia Temple did just foul out, so Shivers will come back in for her. Haley to the line, and no good. The lid has been on the rim here in the second half for the Worcester Wolverines.
Well, really, since the first quarter. I mean, they shot the absolute lights out in the first quarter.
Second shot coming here is off the mark and no good, and a rebound for Marissa Campbell. Ahead now for Kayla. Kayla splits two defenders, falls kind of awkwardly there. Going to be a foul on Worcester. With 1:16 to go here in the fourth. It's going to be a foul on Sophia Adams. And this is going to send Kayla Campbell to the line. With Franklin leading 54-41. Going for their third in a row. It was 18-19. Let me see. Yeah, 18-19. 19-20. The year off last year and now this year.
Campbell to the line. First one is good. And she has 21. And the next one coming here for Kayla. And this one is a little short. Rebound for Araya Haley. Franklin leads 55-41. A steal at midcourt by Kingsbury, and she's fouled as she got sandwiched between two players with a minute 10 to go. Boy, Worcester shot the lights out in that first quarter, but just could not maintain it.
And you have to give credit to Franklin's defense. I mean, they've really picked up the intensity here in the second half. Kingsbury has come in, giving him another person to put on the court to press.
So Kingsbury at the line here, settling in. First shot is no good. Second one coming. I believe she had 6 or 8 points in that game against Sus Valley last week, where they were got some nice sectional points beating a B school. And so you knew maybe this was coming for the championship game. Kingsbury's second shot is short. Sturdy with a rebound. Sturdy gets tripped up, lost control of it. Kayla comes out of there, finds Marissa, who puts it in. Marissa with her first basket of the second half, actually. It's 57-41, a foul at midcourt here on Kingsbury. But with under a minute to go, Franklin with the lead, 57-41. And so this will send Sophia Adams to the line. You know, if you're Worcester, you get a lot of these girls back next year, and the future is bright and a great sectional run ahead of them, possibly, if you're a Wolverines fan.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to get to this game. I know it doesn't feel the best when you reach it and don't win. I've had my fair share of games when I was at Unitego where we weren't able to get over the hump, but
first shot at the line here is good for Sophia Adams.
Well, you push forward and try to have a good run in sectionals, and with all these kids coming back, you know, hey, next year the league will be a little different.
And the second shot here is good for Sophia Adams. I think a lot of coaches are counting down the days to the Franklin graduation when the Campbells and some of these other role players will graduate and move on. 50 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, and a foul here by Worcester as Rihanna Otero is into the game. It's called for a reach-in. With 47 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. What a day it's been, Greg, between the 3 overtime thriller earlier in the boys' game, and this has been a very good game as well.
Yeah, 2 well-played games.
And so Kayla to the line here, settling in, and her first shot is good. 22 for Kayla. And the second one coming here. And the second one is no good. She's been a little off from the line here today. I only say that because she's usually just so automatic there. But it hasn't mattered as Franklin leads 58-43. Stepping through here is Sophia Adams. Ball rolls out of bounds. Worcester wanted a call there. They don't get it, and Franklin will get the ball back. Marissa Campbell is going to sub out here, and Haley Taggart will come in. And mission complete here for the Purple Devils in the Tri-Valley Championship. Kayla across midcourt will feed it to Kingsbury, and now back out to Kayla Campbell. They're just going to hold on to it here. Still 20 seconds left. They're going to have to give it up at some point, but taking some time off the clock with 15 seconds left, 10 on the shot clock. Franklin looking for their 3rd straight Tri-Valley championship. They do pass down low. Kayla misses the left-handed layup there. A rebound for Izzy Odell. We're going to have a jump ball with 2.7 to go. And Worcester will get the ball back, but 58-43 our score. Make sure to stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And another banner coming back to the Franklin gym. They get it in. 2 seconds on the clock. It kicks off, and Franklin has won the Tri-Valley Championship 58-43 over the Worcester Wolverines. We'll be back with the post-game show here on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And for the last time today, welcome back to the Lawrence Central School Gymnasium, where the Franklin girls have just defeated Lawrence 58, or excuse me, Franklin girls have defeated Worcester here in Lawrence 58-43. It's been a long day, folks, as they win their third straight Tri-Valley Championship. Look at my good friend Ben Patton out there. He broke his ankle. He's the photographer for the Walton Reporter. He was at a game the other night, was coming out of the game, fell and broke his ankle. He's still here today in his cast, taking photos for the Franklin girls. He's got his little stool. He's doing a great job here, so hope that Ben feels better soon. Coach, an amazing game here for the Franklin Purple Devils, putting it away in the second half. Your thoughts before we do our awards and our scoring summary.
I just think that they won the game in the second half with their defensive intensity. They closed down the open shooting opportunities for Worcester. Worcester also struggled to score a little bit there in the second half, but I think a lot of that is credit to Franklin. And they, you know, found ways to score. She got a big plus from Kingsbury coming into the game. I think she had 8 points in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
So just a credit to both teams. I know it's never easy to lose this game, but you had a successful season if you got here. So congratulations to both teams.
Let's do our scoring summary here. First for Worcester, a team-high 15 for Anna Surdy, 8 for Izzy O'Dell, and for Haley Shaler, and for Sophia Adams. They all finished with 8 apiece, and then 4 for Araya Haley. So good balance, as usual, for Worcester. Franklin on the other side, I have Kayla Campbell with 22, Marissa with 14, Shannon Kingsbury with 8, Zoe Warren with 8, and Meredith Shivers with 6. So between Kingsbury, Warren, and Shivers, that's a nice contribution for those other players for Franklin. Let's get into our three awards now. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank. Proud to support local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I think Kayla Campbell, 22 points. That's a game high. Seems like a good choice for offense here, Coach.
Yeah, she really does a nice job. Not only does she score points, but she controls the tempo of the game. She gets other people involved. She's unselfish. She does a nice job. Good player.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We have one Worcester Award, one Franklin Award. Any thoughts on defense here, Coach?
I mean, Worcester played a really good ball game. They played some tough defense. You had people that chased Kayla around the whole game. Had someone that guarded Marissa for most of the second half. She only had 2 points in the second half. I don't know. I'm going to leave this one up to the professional.
I was kind of thinking Shaler because she was so good at rebounding in the first half and the second half. I thought she got some key steals. I mean, you could go with Araya Haley because she chased around Kayla for a variety or a big portion of that game. Sorry. And I think there's a couple other players that might be worthy as well. But I'll go Haley Shaler here
for Worcester. She finished with 8 points. We'll give her our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'd like to go with Marissa here. 14 points, four threes in the first half. I thought when Worcester was ahead early and Franklin was trailing, some of those threes were huge for Franklin.
Yeah, she had some really big shots in the first half to keep Franklin within striking distance. And she didn't force things in the second half. Sometimes you see a player who, you know, normally gets a lot of shots force things, and she didn't. And those threes in the first half certainly were crucial to keeping Franklin within striking distance. So that's a good choice.
An honorable mention to Kingsbury as well. She came out, was real scrappy, fought hard on defense, and did a lot of good things. So we'll give her an honorable mention. So, Coach, that's going to do it. What a day. We sat down here at about 1:30 or so, and I'm looking at the time now, 6:45. It's been a long day. I appreciate you coming, and congratulations on getting into the Tri-Valley Hall of Fame, and this was a lot of fun today.
Yeah, two great games. I think you're going to have a hard time finding a better game for a long time in the Tri-Valley League Championship than that Morris-Richfield Springs game. And as usual, you do a phenomenal job supporting local sports, not just basketball, but I know you call the football games. And if there's a sport out there and it's played in the WCDO coverage area, you're the guy that knows about it. So just thank you for bringing attention to all of our student athletes in the area.
Thank you, Coach. That means a lot to me, and it's a busy time of year, and I'm hopeful that we'll get the team up again in sectionals, but maybe your team will be rolling down the road, and you never know.
That would be a good thing, but if I'm free and you need a partner, I'd be more than happy to come on.
Next week, my tentative plan would be the other MAC boys semifinal that's still left to be played is on Tuesday, Unitego and BG. That game will be at Unitego. The Delaware League Championship games are on Thursday at SUNY Delhi, and then the MAC Championship games will be at Unadilla Valley on Friday night. So that's kind of our tentative schedule for next week. Check out WCDOsports.com for the game audio archive, brought to you by SFCU, as well as our schedule for next week. And one last time, I want to thank those special sponsors for allowing us to be here today. Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Cohen and Frazier Builders, Butler Auto Sales, the Morris Booster Club, the Franklin Railroad Museum, Keller Williams Realty Agent Stacy Frazier, SFCU, Matthew Campbell Insurance, and JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, plus all our regular sponsors as well that you heard throughout today's broadcast. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer. He did overtime for us as well today, so a big thank you to Jim. And we will see you next week. Our final score here in the girls' game, Franklin defeats Worcester 58-43. Then the boys' game earlier, Morris knocks off Richfield Springs in three overtimes, 88-87. What a day. We'll see you next week, and have a good rest of your weekend on WCDO Sports.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
CDO Tri-County Forecast.
Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold, low 10. Sunday, overcast at times, high 20. Sunday night, mostly cloudy and cold, low -1. And Monday, mostly